Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game 4 of 6 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons here at MGM Park. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jake.
This has been a real fun week. You guys have won 3 straight. You've won 9 of your last 11 heading into today. How much fun has it been around this team?
Well, it's really fun, and everything, when you see everything coming together and you see the improvement each individual is doing and getting, and just make it really fun that your hard work paying off.
How rewarding is it for you and your staff to see everything coming together, whether it's the hitting last night, the pitching was fantastic, especially the bullpen, or the defense?
Well, it's rewarding because the what we are is all about, and this is player development. The guys are getting better, try to get the guys better for the next level, and so for the big leagues, I think once you're able to do that and start focus more on results than, and you know, just the process. The process, a good process have to bring good results at one point, and so good results are showing up, and you know, that give you a good positive vibe.
Talking about the defense, Tyler Black has moved over to first base in the last couple of days. This is something that you've worked extensively with him over about the past week plus or so. How has that gone from moving over to first?
Last night was the first game. I think it's going to be a good addition for Black, being able to play a couple different positions. Knowing that third base and first base are totally different, and first base you're involved in almost every play in the infield. So it's going to take a little time, but our hopes are high, and he looks up for the challenge.
What is the work that has gone into that move over just the past week plus?
Well, if you notice, the Brewers trade for a first baseman. Why not? You know, just adding up things and, you know, giving him an opportunity that he might be the next first baseman in the big leagues. You know, hopefully the hard work pays off and we move on from there. You know, knowing that Canadian first basemen usually in the big leagues are really good.
Joey Votto comes to mind. He turned out okay.
Freddie Freeman and, you know, Morneau and all those guys were really good players and played the big leagues the right way and a long time. So why not?
His athleticism as well around the field is something that stood out this year. How much did that help with that move to first base?
Well, you know, I think athleticism is awesome and all that. We think this we're going to be able to project him and be a really steady big leaguer, being able to play 2 positions, and if he is able to play the right way, then hopefully it pays off for him. I think in the long term he can be a pretty good first baseman.
He's also maybe the only first baseman in the entirety of minor league baseball with 40 stolen bases to go along with playing first base. The Shuckers just broke the single season franchise record for stolen bases. There's still 46 games left to go in this season. How much fun has it been to watch this team run wild in 2023?
Well, it's a mental attitude that we're trying to influence into our entire organization and in our team, especially being bold on the bases and trying to get that extra base, and you know, and it's paying off. You see a lot of success on the base path. And the guys are buying into what we're trying to accomplish.
How much pressure does that put in opposing teams when they know that you're a team that can steal 4, 5, 6 bases on any given night?
Well, you know, I'm on this side. I can't tell you what pressure do they get. I know that I can see more fastball at the plate than usually when they know that guy can steal a bag. So it's a weapon from both ways, that you're able to steal bases and, you know, and take those extra bases because the pitchers are going to be able to, they know they're going to have to throw fastballs and be a little quicker. They're going to throw the ball a little higher. They're going to have to be perfect, and we're going to be able to walk it.
Xavier Warren's also a guy who's really been heating up recently. It seems like ever since that July 4th game in Pensacola, he has just exploded. How much fun has it been to watch him really put things together over the past few weeks?
Oh, it's more than fun, it's joy. Joy that he's putting all his hard work is paying off. Finally, he's swinging the bat the, you know, how we expected. Hopefully, he continues that till the end of the season. And, you know, hard work paying off. That's everything you look around is hard work paying off. You know, since they get out here at 12 o'clock at noon and all the way till the end of the game, you know, these guys are working their tail off and it's paying off, and it's our hat to them.
Well, Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Barons at 6:35.